Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at Case.Kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 280. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And today I want to talk about glowing up, the glow up. I don't know about you, but I hear that a lot. That person really glowed up since the last time I saw them, or, you know, coming out of a breakup, that someone really glowed up. It's the glow up. It's this idea that you can just like totally transform yourself, to transform yourself. I think that's a really dope idea, that no matter who you are right now, no matter how long you've been this way, how stuck you might feel, whatever, that you can glow up, that you could transform yourself completely. I love that idea so much. And yesterday I saw a quote, forgot to save it, but it was something along the lines of, you know, this is what it means to glow up. And then it was, you know, yada, yada, yada. basically saying, no, it's more than just hitting the gym and getting a new haircut or whatever. So I saw that quote and I was thinking about this, like, what does it mean to glow up? In my mind, what does it mean to glow up? And I think this is relevant because I don't know about you, but I think we're all like overdue for a glow up. We're all overdue for this. It's like, it's finally the spring, almost the summer. We've been through a lot together. I'm starting to feel the energy. I'm starting to feel the vibes. Things are moving, things are shaking. And so I think it'd be so dope if all of us just like committed to glowing up. It's like a group challenge, you know, we all put our hands in and 1, 2, 3, glow up. That's super cringy, but, but you get my point. Seriously, I think now is the time to glow up. And I think it'd be really cool if we all made a decision to transform ourselves in some way. So I wanted to take this episode to talk about what I think it means to glow up and how we can actually do it. Because I, as with anything that I talk about in this podcast, I think it's actually quite simple. And it doesn't mean that you need to completely reinvent yourself. It doesn't mean you need a new gym membership, new drip, new hair, new friends, whatever. It's all about mindset. So I'm going to hop right into it. Spend a couple minutes talking about what I think is the real glow up. Quick reminder of really my only ask of you, if you're enjoying the podcast, is that you share it with a friend. That's it. Just send them the link. Tell them to listen to the podcast, that it might be helpful for them. And that's it. That's my only ask. Thank you so much. If you are really vibing to the show and you do listen on Apple Podcasts, you could also drop a 5-star rating and review. Those are amazing. I really appreciate you for that. So the real glow up. Straight to the point, I think in my mind, the real glow up isn't necessarily about reinvention, right? I think so much of the time we think that to change ourselves, to transform ourselves, we need to reinvent everything, right? We need like a new identity, a new better identity, an identity that is confident, zero fucks given, nothing bothers me now, I'm at peace, like this new person. And then we go about the process of trying to create that person, right? We practice things like mindfulness or going to the gym or, you know, trimming down our friend circle or dating more compassionately or whatever. And I think those are all great practices, of course. But when it comes to this idea of transforming ourselves, I don't think we need to complicate it. I really don't. I think the real glow up is less about creating a new, better identity or starting over for a new, better identity. It's less about that, and it's more about simply rewriting your rules. That's it. I think the real glow up is when you decide to rewrite the rules you've been living by. Same person, new rules. It's like new rules, who dis? Because new rules, that is what transform you. new rules. The glow up is when you decide to rewrite the ones that you've been living by. And, you know, these are rules that it's not like you've like written these down and they're like clubhouse rules that you live by. These are just like rules that have provided context to the assumptions you make about yourself and what you're capable of. Rules that say, you know, this is the way things are. The world is giving me this or that. This is my place in the world and so on. But glowing up, transforming yourself is simply about rewriting them in your head and in your heart and then with action. And I think you'd be really surprised what happens when you rewrite them to be full of more potential than previously. So here's what I mean by all this. You know, ask yourself the question, what are the rules you're living by right now? What are the assumptions you're living by right now? If you're like me, or maybe like old me, your previous version of me, probably quite a few rules that you're living by, ones that you probably simply haven't taken the time to question or rewrite. You know, these are rules that say certain things about yourself or your life. They say that, you know, a period of frustration in your dating life means that you're stuck. You're habitually single. That feeling uncertain in your career means that you're lost, or that feeling lost in general in life means that you don't have a purpose, or feeling disappointed in other people or hurt by other people, it means that everyone sucks and they're all out to get you, right? Those are rules. Those are assumptions that you've come to establish, that they dictate what you conclude about yourself and the world around you. And then so without really thinking about it, you know, we let those rules, those assumptions dictate our decisions, our self-esteem, our confidence, our worldviews, everything. But the glow up comes from making a decision to rewrite them. I think it's that simple. It comes from rewriting the rules that say that the universe is holding you back, that you're falling behind, all these different things. It's rewriting the rules that say that, you know, feeling uncertain in life, it doesn't mean you're lost. It means that you have potential. Or that feeling lost, it doesn't mean you're falling behind. It means you have opportunity. Or that feeling stagnant doesn't mean you're boring or whatever. It means you have a massive opportunity to change. That is what it means to rewrite your rules. It means you rewrite your assumptions about yourself. Same person, new assumptions about yourself. The glow up, there's no need to like recreate or create a new identity. Because who you are right now is good enough. It's more than good enough, more than capable of becoming who you want to become and doing what you want to do and finding the person you deserve and all those things. It's simply new rules for yourself, new assumptions about yourself. You know, at its core, I think rewriting your rules simply means giving yourself more space. It means you stop looking in the same places for love, fulfillment, happiness. It means you stop assuming the same things, looking at the world through the same lens. It just means you rewrite. You rewrite. It's like the way that I think about this is it's like a new season of a show on Netflix, right? So the old season came and went, great season, loved it. A lot of shit happened, lots of ups and downs, betrayals, plot twists, everything you look for in a real meaty Netflix show. But now it's the new season. And in my head, I'm like hearing this. It's like the narrator is giving you a preview. They're like on this season of Case Kenny. And then it's like all the new stuff about what's going to happen, all the new plot twists, everything. But before that, right, they give a recap of the old season. And that would be like on the last season of Case Kenny. And then the narrator would be like, Case assumes that he's destined to a life of hating his 9-to-5 because he doesn't enjoy going to work anymore. Or Case assumes that he's going to die alone because he's gone on 10 horrible dates. Case believes that everyone else has gotten their chance to prove themselves in life, but Case will never get his. Case believes he's the unluckiest dude in the world, right? So that's the last season recap. But the glow up is deciding to move into a new season. And that's a new season of new rules, new cast of characters, new truths, new plot twists, everything. So now the narrator instead is like, but on this brand new season of Case Kenny, you know, Case decides that feeling lost in his career actually means he's capable of finding his dream job. And so he starts the interview. Case decides that he deserves the best partner and he makes a resolve to never settle. Case decides that he has nothing to prove to anyone. Case decides that luck has nothing to do with how happy or successful he's going to be. Right? Rewriting those assumptions from last season to this season. And believe me, this new season, this season of the glow up, it slaps. It's a good season. It's the best season ever. And it's going to get renewed for another 5 seasons, right? Like, that is the glow up. It's rewriting your rules for the new season of your life. And like, that might not sound like much, but I've learned so much about the way that the assumptions we make about ourselves dictate what we do in life. And as I talk a lot about on the show, like, the life that we want, the life that we deserve, it exists exclusively on the other side of what we do. So it's like, we've got to go back to the start. We've got to go back to the rules that we're living by, and we've got to rewrite them. We don't need to reinvent ourselves. We need to rewrite and reinvent the rules that we're living by. And it's that simple. You know, you take what you have, you make them version 2.0, you make them season 2, and you rock and roll. That is the glow up. It really is. Like, think about any area of your life where you feel that you're like not quite there yet, where you feel that you're stumbling or you're underachieving, or even you're just frankly getting your ass kicked. Think about that area of life. It could be your career, it could be personal growth, it could be your dating life and relationships, friends, your passion, your music, your hobbies, whatever it is. Now, take a look at that area and ask yourself, what conclusions have I drawn about myself or this area of life? Literally ask yourself this. What are the rules that I've been living by? For instance, if it's your personal growth that you're frustrated with, let's say you're feeling kind of lost, you feel directionless, you don't feel like you have confidence or purpose in life, you're just kind of floating. And so maybe you've concluded a rule that, you know, you're nothing special, you're average, you're ordinary, nothing extraordinary about who you are. Or in your dating life, you feel like giving up. You've been hurt so many times, you've been vulnerable too much, and it's been thrown back at you. No one gets you, you're too much to handle. And so maybe you've concluded, you've created these rules that, you know, you're going to need to dumb yourself down in some way to find your partner, that you're going to have to hide your crazy, you're going to have to settle for someone to make it work. And that's what it's going to take, right? So these are conclusions or rules that you've created in your life. But the glow up says you're moving to season 2. Season 2. On this season of you, you decide that feeling lost in your life simply means you have opportunity to change, to go left instead of right, the usual right, that you can mix things up. You decide that just because you haven't found someone on your level in your dating life yet, it doesn't mean that person doesn't exist. You simply dig your heels in even further for what you deserve. That is rewriting your rules, your assumptions, your idea of what's possible for you. And I know that sounds subtle, like it's such a small little thing, but it really is it's a vibe. It's a mindset shift. And it's a literal shift. It's a literal shift from last season to this season. And that's how life works, right? You can be in season 1 of your career, but you're glowing up to season 2, where the rules are different. Your expectations are different. They're new and different. Your assumption about what's possible for you is different. Or in your dating life, you could be on season 17 of the long, drawn-out saga that is your dating life. But now you're glowing up to season 18. And on this season, things are really going to change because you've decided that the rules are different. So that's just the way I think about this. You could be on any season in life, in any area, but you're making the decision, the transformation, the glow up to next season. And sometimes I think that's really all you need to do is you're creating space for yourself by making that transition. You're putting down the old season. That's an old season with old plot twists and baggage and drama. And you're moving into a new one, a new mindset season. And on this one, it's pretty dope because you get to write it. You get to be in the writer's room deciding what the main characters are, what their worldview is, what their attitude is. I'm not going to draw this analogy any longer, but you get it, right? This is just the way I think about this. It's about creating space for new beliefs, that you don't need some new shiny identity, that maybe you just need to double down on yourself by rewriting your expectations, that maybe, you know, you're right where you need to be. And to close here, I'm actually going to borrow from my album that I released a year ago called Caught Myself Smiling, because there's a message in there that I think really reinforces this. It's this idea that rewriting the rules simply means you embrace the power of your worldview, the power of the word maybe. That's maybe. That's maybe all the times you've failed, where you didn't get what you wanted, where you were overlooked for what you deserved, maybe those times are leading you to a future where you finally do get those things. Maybe all the times you felt self-conscious, less, or like you were falling behind, maybe those times are leading to a future where it finally all clicks and you find a sense of calm and a powerful sense of self. Maybe all those failed relationships, the ups and downs, maybe those are leading to a future where you finally realize why it had to happen that way. Maybe all the times you felt lost or uninspired or like you're capable of more, maybe they're leading you to a future where you finally find it. And that's why I think this idea of rules and maybe is this thing that, like, rewrite the rules when it's time to move to the next season. Because maybe life is simply about embracing the fact that there's more in store for you than you ever thought. That's more kindness, more opportunities, more people, more places than you ever could have imagined. And that's what you imagined from last season, but you're in this season now. And maybe your life has led you to this point for a reason. That life has something incredible in store for you, and you just need to rewrite your rules to see it and to go after it. And that's recognizing that you haven't wasted the time you think you've wasted. You aren't lost. You haven't missed your shot. You're not falling behind because you're right where you're supposed to be. And that is the real glow up. And that is what it means to rewrite your rules. So I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful. If it was, it would seriously mean a lot to me if you would share this episode, share this podcast with a friend, encourage them to subscribe. And thank you so much for all the ratings and reviews and for also checking out newmindsethoodist.com. It really does mean a lot to me. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.